So how did you come up with these recommendations, and what sort of activities do they cover?
So the committee spent about over a year on having meetings in D.C. and also visiting China, Brazil, India, South Africa, and overall talking to representatives of about a dozen countries. We talked to regulators, we talked to U.S. regulators, regulated industry, multinationals, academics, consumer groups, and pretty much came to the realization that the size of the imports of drugs and foods coming into the U.S. are just growing and growing and growing, and that FDA alone can't do it. And so what we really want to try to figure out is how can those resources be leveraged to really improve the situation to make sure safe imports come into the U.S.
So let's talk a little bit about your 13 recommendations. They seem tangible. You're recommending that these be done within 3 to 5 years. What are some of them?
Okay, so some of the recommendations can be done immediately, and the FDA has started in some of these directions. There are a number of mature regulatory agencies around the world, for instance, Canada, the European Union, Japan, Australia, many other countries in Europe that have very strict standards that are pretty much comparable to what the U.S. would do. What we found out in some countries is that one specific company may actually be inspected by three of these mature regulatory agencies. So one of the earliest things would be to get together and really make as a priority to start sharing inspection reports and start coordinating some of these inspections. There's no reason that three large regulatory agencies should visit one specific, say, factory and not see two other factories. We need to spread the resources around. Also, we found out is a lack of communication at every level you look at. Within some of the developing countries, there's lack of communication between the person who actually issues a regulation, the person who implements the regulation, and then the person the regulation is intended to affect, for instance, the industry. There's lack of communication as to what actually are the requirements globally. What are these harmonized type of regulations that we all agree to? People just don't know. So part of this is not FDA spending its resources, is getting everyone to realize that if we have a stronger regulatory system globally, we can eliminate a lot of the problems and then really focus resources on those players that aren't really contributing.
We're speaking with Dr. Jim Riviere. He chairs the committee that wrote the Institute of Medicine's report about food and drug safety. And your report says that we should harmonize, as you mentioned, with certain nations and accept one another's reports, and those nations tend to be the highly developed places where you would kind of presume the food is safe: Canada, Japan, Norway, Iceland, Australia, New Zealand. So it sounds like maybe there is also a need for FDA and other agencies to concentrate resources on where we're not so sure: China, Southeast Asia.
Well, yeah, we
and that's where so much food growth is coming from.
Exactly. We're looking at it. In some cases, there's some areas that some of these areas of the countries you mentioned are beginning to develop these approaches. The problem is that we need to come up with two approaches to make sure that the proper thing is done. One is there has to be accountability if it's not done, and some of our recommendations try to address that accountability. But also there needs to be some type of incentive involved for countries to develop safe products coming in. And this has to do with market access. It has to do with rapidity of, say, a country that actually is doing a good job that has a relatively straightforward approach to a U.S. market versus something where there's issues. So we need to explore that. We also need to get private industry more involved and private industry sharing some of their information. And there are some programs both in drugs and foods that's beginning to happen. But the realization is FDA has to keep track of 20 million different import lines. So if you count drugs, devices, and food, this isn't 20 million products. This is, individual consumable products. It's lines of products. Just think about that for a second. If you have 20 million inspectors in these different countries, no. FDA has to shift the way it's doing things. It has to have a lot more flexibility in allocating resources to where the problems are. Today's problem is not necessarily tomorrow's problem.
So when you're talking about all these recommendations, a lot of them are just common sense. How broad of a shift is it? It seems like that to me, at least. How broad of a shift is it from what the FDA and what other federal agencies are doing now?
They're starting to go in the right direction. The problem is the the nature of the way U.S. FDA has its resources allocated and its ability to actually use those resources. The one thing we are pushing for is that they have much more ability to shift resources around, and that's both inspection resources but training resources to where issues are and try to get in front of the problem. They're starting to do this. They're never going to have enough resources to have the proper number of their inspectors on the ground, and that's the realization that we're really driving home, that we need to start looking at ways of getting other groups, development groups, getting the countries that are trying to improve health systems in around the world to realize that a crucial component of that is a strong regulatory system. So we would hope that the FDA in, say, 5 years at this point has developed very tight relationships with these mature regulatory agencies so that its resources doesn't have to be expended on all these different areas.
What do you think the biggest barrier to this has been so far?
Well, the biggest barrier is one, trusting one another and trying to get three or four different groups to actually agree as to what they're willing to look for. And I think part of this, for instance, is each country has their very specific, at a very fine, granular detail, issues that they debate over as to what is the relevance of the issues to inspect. But when you look at the overall aspect, is we pretty much agree that whatever it goes through a system, the outcomes of the European system and the U.S. system are fairly similar. They may get there by a different path. However, that's so much better than no inspection at all. And when someone knows there's no inspection at all, and someone has a good idea how to circumvent that system, we get the kind of problems we've had in the last couple of weeks.
And in the meantime, take a sniff when you open that can of fish legs before you pop it in. Dr. Jim Riviere chairs the committee that wrote the Institute of Medicine's report about food and drug safety. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.